Bank of Cardiff, can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
It's 2411-0801-0007-5148.
5148. Okay, cool. Give me just a moment here. Okay, 2411-0801-0007. Okay. And what is your name, sir?
It's John Pimentel.
John Pimentel. Okay, let me pull up your file here really quick. Give me just a moment. What's your company name, sir?
It's Key West Pearl Company.
Key West Pearl Company. You have a good holiday weekend?
Fairly good, yes.
Yeah. Give me one sec while I pull up your account and place you on a brief hold, okay?
Sure.
Thank you. Okay, thank you so much for waiting. So, Pimentel, right?
Yes.
Okay, can I just confirm some information with your company really quick? What's your company address?
Well, I called to get some information. I'm not applying at this moment unless, you know, I don't know what the terms are and what your details are, and that's what I called for. In fact, I received this offer last month, and I just put it aside and cleaning out the desk and said, all right, let me call these guys, see what they're all about.
Okay, excellent. Let me just confirm some information with you here. What's the structure of your business?
It's retail jewelry store.
Retail jewelry. Cool. Down in Key West, you said?
Yes.
Cool. Sounds like a lot of fun. What's the address you have there?
It's 120 Duval Street.
Can you spell that for me?
D as in David, U, V as in Victor, A, L,
Street. Duval Street, okay. And what's the best number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
The number I'm calling, 305-295-6780.
5-6-7-8-0. And you say your name is John?
Third time, yes.
Okay. Okay, excellent. And what's the structure of your business, John? Is it like S-Corp, sole prop?
It's a corporation.
S-Corp or C-Corp? S-Corp, okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, so yeah, if you can kind of tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do, I can sort of point you in the right direction. One last question, are you 100% owner?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so what's going on, John? What are you looking to do?
Well, I'm looking to get inventory and take care of some high-interest couple credit cards. I'm looking for 70 to 80 thousand.
70 to 80K. Okay. And you said it's for inventory and to get rid of some credit card debt.
Remodeling, yes.
Inventory remodeling. Are you looking at any equipment or anything like that?
There might be some minor fixtures. Yes.
Okay. Cool. So some possible equipment. What did you guys do in sales last year? Is your gross annual revenue?
$400 to $500.
$400 to $500, okay. And how long have you been in business for, John?
19.5 years.
Oh, wow. Has it been the same company since you started?
Same, yes.
Very cool. So what do you guys do exactly? Sounds like you guys do mostly jewelry. You specialize in pearls, and what kind of stuff do you do exactly?
Jewelry.
Just retail jewelry?
Pearls, everything.
Pearl stones, everything. Cool. Okay. So you kind of just wanted to get some information and see see what you can get approved for, see what kind of rates you get, I imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you used working capital financing before?
No.
Okay. How do you normally pay for, like, do you have like a line of credit that you have with your local bank, or how do you normally, pay for, like, if you need to be at a bunch of inventory, what do you normally do, like, in this sort of situation?
Credit from the vendors 30, 60, 90, and then pay it off.
Gotcha. Do you get like discounts for early payoff sort of thing?
No.
Okay, gotcha. How do your customers pay? Do you have financing that you set up with them, or do they normally pay cash, or what do they do?
They credit card. It's 99.9% credit cards.
Okay, gotcha. So they pay with their own credit cards. You don't offer some sort of financing for them? Okay, gotcha. 19.5 years. Cool. Yeah, Florida's growing. I'm kind of familiar with the industry over there. I know the population.
Where are you located? New York?
No, I'm in West Coast, actually. I'm in the San Diego office.
Oh.
But it's 6:30 over here. Well, it's 7 now, but our day starts pretty early because we have customers in all 50 states, so.
Ah,
all right. Yeah. Yeah. So you just have one office or one retail store, I mean?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Okay, when did you start looking for, when did you decide that you needed the financing?
Well, I don't need the financing. As I said, I put aside your brochure, and as I'm getting rid of some papers on the desk, I came across it and thought I'd give you a call, and I could use $70,000 to $80,000, and that's why I called.
Okay, cool. So you weren't even thinking about it until you saw the offer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, cool. And ideally, when would you need it by?
The sooner the better.
Sooner the better. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. John, how would you rate your credit?
My personal credit?
Correct.
I don't know. It's around,
it's kind of good.
670.
676. Okay, cool. So right around average. That's fine. Okay. And what kind of return do you get on the inventory you buy? Do you have like a profit margin, like sort of average that you sort of get, or?
We double and triple some items.
Okay.
If it costs $100, sell it for $200.
Okay. So theoretically, say if we were to get you $70,000, you might make $140,000 on it, like best case, or, you know, average case scenario.
If I got all 70,000 in inventory, yes.
If you sell it all, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
How long does it usually take you to? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know sometimes you have to discount them and stuff like that. But how long does it normally take you to turn over the inventory?
Well, I've got about $750,000 worth of inventory.
In the current moment.
If
you were to get around 70 to 80K in inventory, how long do you think that would take you to turn it over? Like, how long do you think it'll take you to sell it?
Well, if I'm doing 40 to around 50,000 a month, if I'm doing 50, so do the math.
Okay, cool. So just maybe a month and a half or so.
2-3 months, let's say it. You know.
Okay, 2-3 months. Okay, very cool. So are you actually on Key West?
Yes.
On the island? Oh, very cool. I went to a trip to the Bahamas a couple years back, and we stopped at the Key West Island. It was awesome. We were only there for a day, but it was so cool. Are you from Florida?
No, I'm from Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. What brought you to Florida?
Business. The company I was with sent me down here to do a project, and when the project ended, I stayed.
Okay, so were you in like jewelry retail before you started your own business?
No, I was entirely different field, engineering.
Oh wow, what got you into jewelry?
Well, if you want to stay in a place, you do what you have to do to make a go of it.
So you wanted to stay in Key West? You sort of saw an opportunity.
I wanted to stay in Key West. There was nothing in my line of work, so I went into selling jewelry. I liked it and opened my own business.
Very cool. So you saw an opportunity there, and you just did it, and it worked out.
Yes.
That's awesome. Here you are 19 years later.
There you go.
Good stuff. Yeah, well, I'd love to see what we can do for you. Based on the kind of just preliminary information you told me, the programs that we offer, they're based on the sales of your business. So it's a lot less based on your credit. In fact, we look at your personal credit, but it's going to go on your business credit. So this is not going to show up as a personal loan on your credit report. Just kind of let you know, you mentioned that you hadn't done a working capital loan before. So just kind of want to let you know a little bit how they work. And they're generally short term. Typically, the terms are going to be anywhere from 6 to 18 months. Our average customer does around 9 to 10 months, though. Is there kind of a payback that you're looking to do? Are you looking for like something really short term, or you want to do something a little longer?
No, I wanted to do something longer.
Okay. Like a year longer or so?
A couple years, whatever okay. The max is that you have.
Yeah, the max that I've seen is 2 years. There are some very special programs that go to 3 years, but they're really not common. I don't even like to mention them just because only about 1 or 2% of our customers get approved for them.
Okay.
But we look at...
Hello? Hello? Hello?